I was in Lobonok for 2 days, and we visited 6 bombers, and we were able to get in touch with 1,175 households. In that process, we were able to witness that there were about 7,468 people displaced. We saw their houses burnt. We saw that they lost properties. We also were able to witness that there were without food and housing. And we also witnessed graves because people were killed. And we also witnessed that they were traumatized. This fact we came across, and the act was said to have been done by the cattlemen. And some of those people were in the school.
Just give us a picture of what they are going through right now.
Indeed, they are suffering. They are traumatized. They have some little food, but you can imagine people sharing saucepans to cook with. That is a reality which we saw and witnessed. Sick people, especially the elderly and the children, we witnessed them. So these situations were not pleasing. People were complaining of leaving their fields, harvesting their groundnuts, and it was not a pleasant picture. We witnessed a woman of 7 children whose husband was killed. She was, instead of talking to us, she was weeping. An elderly woman whose son was a teacher found marking books and was shot dead together with 2 pupils. And instead of talking, she was crying. So you can see the image of this, and it was not a good picture. And for those who are alive, they are really in need of some assistance. But I learned yesterday, Red Cross went there and gave them something. But there were no plates, no cups, no water containers, no pangas for rebuilding, sickles and all these sort of things. But a medical facility was also missing. This factor is a reality that is there in Lobonok, and particularly in those 6 bombers.
Yes. So what is being done in order to really address this kind of situations, I mean, this kind of problems, so that they won't happen again, where people will be displaced and killings and fighting taking place in that particular area?
Well, our visit there was just to have solidarity with them as a part of advocacy, at least to advocate for calm, to cool them down. We did not have the chance of getting in touch with those who were who committed the very act, because we ourselves would have been in position of talking to them that the way forward for us to live amicably would be not to kill one another. But I think in regards to your question, the way forward is to bring about peace. People, we can live in this country peacefully, and the land will be enough for us. We don't need to resort to the guns. Those, after all, are the guns which were used for liberating the people of South Sudan. Now the cattle people are using heavy machinery. Where did they get this machinery from? And they are killing their own fellow brothers and sisters. Why? And this will not be a way forward. The use of gun will not be a solution for us to live in a friendly manner and peacefully. And our advocacy will be moving through the various levels. The level of the grassroots, the middle level, and the top level, which is being careful. And I think the international community is involved here. The church personnel leadership is involved in the top discussion. And in the middle here, of course, we, in our preachings, in our workshops, we deal with those in the ministries, in the ministries, the undersecretaries, and we advocate that they also become advocates for peace so that we can live amicably as part of the way forward.